Welcome to the latest episode of the John Eads Podcast, where I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're doing this week, covering the topic of mindset shifts required to help you be a more effective leader. Now, this might seem simple or even sound simple, but it's not. Rewiring your brain to think differently is a Herculean effort at times. So we're going to get into the shifts that every great leader makes in order to be effective. And I can't wait to share them with you. A quick announcement. The greatest invention ever made is not the light bulb. It's not the toilet. It's not an airplane. It is the invention of a team, a group of people that can come together to perform and create output that goes far beyond what they can do themselves. This is the year to create great teams and leaders in your organization. If your organization needs help powering your leadership development initiatives, go to learnloft.com/organizations or right from the homepage. We have an incredible lineup of content and programs and assessments and coaching to help power your leadership development initiatives. This is the year to take your leaders to the next level. Go to learnloft.com to learn more. We would love to support your efforts. Now, this week, we're talking about mindset shifts. Now, a mindset, by definition, is a protein powder wired into your brain, and it's based upon what you think about. Say it again. All a mindset is a protein powder wired into your brain, and it's based upon what you think about. Research shows that essentially by age 35, you have these mindsets become hardwired into your brain, almost like a computer, and it takes a lot of work, energy, and effort to reset them, to revitalize them, to shift them. Here's the good news. It is possible. And it's possible with a lot of hard work, and it's possible with a lot of support, and it's possible with simple ideas. Now, for anybody that's ever been around someone that's made a big transition or shift in their life and the way that they think, it is almost an out-of-body experience to go from where they were to where they are, to someone that maybe had some depression or alcoholism, and they completely shift the way they think to change their life. And it is so impressive. When it comes to leadership and organizations, most of the time, what holds us back is being in the wrong mindset. It's not always a skill thing. It's not always a product thing. It's about the things that we believe are possible because it's wired into our brain, and it creates this mindset that doesn't help us be successful. And our research shows is that there's five big mindset shifts that every leader must make to be successful in this new modern leadership era. Now, I don't know if every one of these that you're in the wrong mindset or the right mindset, but it's important for you to evaluate as we go through these, where am I? Where's my mindset as it relates to these five shifts? So the first shift and most significant shift that any leader can make is based around people. And this idea that people are either a mechanism or people are an asset. Now, most organizational leaders that came up through the 60s, 70s, and 80s tend to think of their employees as a mechanism, as a mechanism to get work done, as a mechanism to make money, as a mechanism to do XYZ task. And for decades, I can't say I blame them for this mindset. It was show up on the assembly line in the 50s, 60s, 70s, putting things together. It was, you're more of a mechanism to get work done, 8 to 5, show up, shut up, put up, get out mechanism. And as work changed and as more technology entered and AI and machines entered our workplaces, people no longer were just about completing a task or being a mechanism. What was required was for them to use their mind and their skills that they've worked really hard to develop. And a lot of organizations have made this leap in the type of work that's completed daily. However, the leaders in that organization haven't made the shift to thinking about their people as an asset versus a mechanism to get work done. I mean, look no further than the massive layoffs happening in the tech world today. Organizations are, they got fat and they got happy, and now they're reducing their people because either the work's not there or they think of them as a mechanism. And like any market, there are corrections. But this isn't about every tech company. This is about you. Shifting your mindset from employees as an asset instead of a mechanism is all about developing a culture that cares. There are phenomenal examples of organizations like Lippert Components or Movement Mortgage that have made this unbelievable shift and transition in their culture. Employees aren't mechanisms to get work done. Instead, they are assets to invest in so they can do their best work. I'm going to say that one more time. Employees aren't mechanisms to get work done. They are assets to invest in so they can do their best work. Because when people are doing their best work, they show up fulfilled, they show up engaged, they go home fulfilled, they go home engaged, their marriages get better, their personal relationships get better, the relationships at work get better. Everything changes when you treat people like an asset instead of a mechanism to get work done. And the number one way to do this is for leaders to truly care about their people. You can think of it this way. Employees are not just a robot to get work done. They're human beings. Everything that a robot will do will eventually replace the employee. Look at ChatGPT and the AI coming into the workplace. So much of our work will be replaced, and humans will have to refine their skills to be useful. But it starts with leaders not treating people like a mechanism and treating them like an asset, investing in them. So the number one shift, the protein powder wired into our brain based on what we think about that leaders have to change, is treating their people like a mechanism instead of an asset. They are assets to invest in, to grow in. Number two, change your mindset from delegation to empower. If there's one bit of management or leadership advice that is more wrong than anything else, it's delegate more, delegate more, delegate more. It is awful advice. And there's nothing wrong with taking tasks off your plate and giving them to someone else. That's all delegation is. But it couldn't be more wrong when it comes to leadership advice. The reason is this: managers delegate, leaders empower. See, from a management perspective, delegation occurs when managers assign their employees a specific task. From a leadership perspective, empowerment enables others to be responsible for and take ownership over something. This is a massive shift. Because if you're delegating something to someone, it's because you want it off their plate. It's really about you. But empowerment is actually about them, knowing their strengths, knowing where they are in their journey, and wanting them to take ownership over something that maybe they can do better than you, more effective than you, and really have this maximum ownership mentality. This is about making decisions where the information is. Managers delegate, leaders empower. Okay, shift number three, rules to standards. There's no doubt accountability is a critical element of leadership. Without accountability, teams always fall short of their full potential. So what most managers do in their mindset is, let me set up a bunch of rules to enhance the accountability on my team. And while the logic's not flawed, rules do create accountability. When it's a rules-based culture, people will follow them, but they'll never really like them. They'll never embrace them. They'll never take ownership over those rules. They just do it because they have to. But that's not what the best leaders do. The best leaders make this mindset shift that I'm not here to create rules. I'm here to help my team set levels of a standard that they can buy into, embrace, and then hold each other accountable to. Just remember, the best teams are player-led, not coach-led. So if the leader is creating rules and constantly talking about the rules, people will do them for a while, but they're never going to embrace them. A standard, all a standard is defining what good looks like. The best leaders don't define what good looks like. They define what great looks like. And that team buys into them, and they embrace them. They want to reach them, and they work so hard to attain it, and they do it together. Coach K just had a Mike Krzyzewski, if you're not familiar. He said, in developing teams, I don't believe in rules. I believe in standards. Rules don't promote teamwork. Standards do. Rules are issued by a leader to a group. And when something is presented as a rule, you can't own it. You can't live it. Standards, on the other hand, are lived. This is what we do all the time. These are the things in which we hold one another accountable for. See, Coach K gets it. This is a small shift, but an important one. If it's rules, 8 a.m., 5 a.m., this is what we do. These are the rules. People will do it, but they'll never embrace it. They won't get there earlier. When it's a standard that you show up ready to work and ready to add value when you get there, guess what? People start to show up earlier. They start to care more. They start to give their very best because they take ownership over it. Shift number three, shift from rules to standards. Shift number four, and this is all about remaining the same or unleashing change. You can absolutely remain the same as a leader or as a team. You can do that on your own. But the best leaders make this dramatic shift in their mind, this protein powdered wired into their brain based on what they think about. They're constantly thinking about what needs to change. What change do I need to unleash in this organization or on this team? See, change is a fundamental part of life and business. The only constant in life is change, which is why leaders must embrace it. You can take the University of Football head coach Kirby Smart as an example. This story is amazing. This year, they won their second straight national championship in blowout fashion. They're at the top of the mountain of college football. And after the game, a reporter said to him, "What's it going to take to three-peat? What's it going to take to run it back and win it again?" And what Kirby Smart said shook me to my core. He said, "In order to win again, we're going to have to reinvent ourselves next year. You can't just stay the same." Now, just imagine, you're at the very height of your profession, of whatever it is that you do. There's a good chance you feel really good about the things that you're doing. But Kirby Smart's thinking, we're going to have to be completely different next year than we were this year to stay on top. Think of Tiger Woods at the very height of golf powers. He was unbelievable, and he rebuilt his golf swing. Jordan Spieth had won more majors at a certain age than anyone ever, and he rebuilt his golf swing. I know those are sports examples, but the best are constantly looking for ways to improve, what they need to change, and not just any kind of change, but unleash change. So number four, remain the same or unleash change. That is a mindset shift that you've got to get to. And the last one, and maybe the most important, is changing your mindset from outcomes focused to effort focused. In today's world, everything will tell you that what's most important is the outcome. Just get me the results. What do the metrics look like? And while winning absolutely matters, winning starts in the mind. And it starts about your mindset, about what you think about to create sustained success. Because you can cheat your way to the top. You can cut corners to get the outcomes that you want. It doesn't mean it's sustainable, or it doesn't mean that it's right. The best leaders make a dramatic mindset shift from thinking about outcomes to thinking about effort. Because look, positive outcomes will always build self-confidence. It will create opportunities. It will put food on your table. We need to get great results, and we absolutely need to win. However, the best leaders know that in order to achieve positive outcomes, they must focus on the right effort, the right standards, the right processes, and the right systems that create the results. Because in order to achieve positive outcomes sustainably, you must focus on the correct effort that creates the results, not the results themselves. Now, this shift can be dramatic. And if your organization only cares about the numbers and send me the report, this will be a dramatic shift. But if you want to sustain it, if you want to go to the next level, you will focus on the systems and the effort and the processes that get those results instead of the results themselves. Because you can't guarantee the results. What you can guarantee is the effort and the systems and the process, and that's what you can control. And the leaders that focus on that versus being outcome focused are the ones that sustain success. I'll close with this. Making shifts or changes is challenging. Because not because of the decision to shift, but the actions behind it. It's almost always easier to say I'm going to do something, but doing it in your behaviors and your actions is different, but it starts in the mind. Remember, a mindset is simply a protein powder wired in your brain based on what you think about. Let's start thinking about making these shifts to help you be a more successful leader this year. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.